Great. Adam, Adam, where are you? Oh, I'm over here, Lord. I heard you were coming, but I decided to lay low. Let's just say I wasn't dressed for the occasion. But I know things are not exactly like they used to be, Lord. And that's okay. That's okay because you created us to be independent. You created us to be strong. And we're going to make some improvements around this place, Lord. You know, this garden, there are a lot of things that are outdated. And we know what this garden needs, and we can take care of it. You don't have to worry about it, Lord. We appreciate everything you've done for us, but we can take it from here. We're on our own. We can work hard. We can make good things happen. We don't need any boundaries or restrictions. Adam, Adam, where are you? Oh, I'm over here, Lord. We're building a tower. Did you know about that? We're building a tower that will take us all the way to the heavens. And you know what? We've done it on our own, Lord. You created us to be strong. You created us to be independent. We don't need any more boundaries or restrictions. We know what this world needs, and we can do this on our own. We're building a tower that will reach to the stars. In the spring of 1851, in the city of London, in Hyde Park, there was a congregation that had packed this beautiful new building called the Crystal Palace, and they were awaiting the event of the century. People had from all over the world had come to witness the greatest trade show ever conceived. Never before had London been more crowded. The Crystal Palace that was about to be open was a shrine to technological progress. It was a trade show that was the celebration of the Victorian spirit. You see, the world was about to enter a new era, a technological era, a revolution that would change the way we live. The advent of the steam engine, the telephone, the electric light, the wireless telegraph, just to name a few, placed humankind in an environment we had never known before. And all of the Western world was wrapped up in this Victorian dream. Now, briefly stated, the dream held that God's laws had been more precisely defined by the new sciences. The conclusion was that man's condition had been improved by this new technology so that he could better meet the more perfectly manifested laws of God. So we didn't really need God anymore. We could do this on our own. We could be self-sufficient. Man's purpose was to dedicate himself to applied technology and increased materialism. And then in time, the kingdom of heaven would be realized on earth. It was Alfred Lord Tennyson who expressed the Victorian dream this way: "For I dipped into the future, far as the human eye could see, and I saw a vision of the world and all the wonders that would be. Saw the heavens filled with commerce, argosies of magic sails, pilots of the purple twilight, dropping down with costly bells. Not in vain the distance beckons, forward, forward, let us range. Let the people spin forever down the ringing grooves of change." The year is 1912. Adam, where are you? "Oh, hey, Lord, I'm over here. I'm on my boat, only this isn't just a boat. This is the grandest, the largest, the most technologically advanced ship that has ever been constructed. Do you know this is 900 feet long, and it weighs 46,000 tons, and her mighty engines are the equivalent of 50,000 horses? And she is the last word in comfort, the last word in luxury, the last word in extravagance. And guess what? Guess what? This ship is unsinkable. That's exactly what the world needs. Oh, it's been hard. We've put in a lot of hard work, but Lord, we've done this on our own because you created us to be strong. You created us to be independent. You created us to build things like this. And we've done it on our own, Lord. You see, the Titanic was more than just a ship. It was a symbol. It was the epitome of the Victorian dream, of unabated materialism, a symbol of arrogance, a symbol of pride. And her epic disaster became a shattering blow that threatened to destroy that dream. On Sunday, April the 14th, 1912, Captain E.J. Smith received several warnings of dangerous ice in the path of the Titanic. He ignored the warnings. He did not inform his crew. He did not post extra lookouts. He did not reduce the ship's speed. Why should he? This was the 20th century. This ship was the crowning achievement of the latest technology. God himself could not sink this ship. It was full steam ahead. The year is 1986. Adam, where are you? Oh, I'm over here, Lord. I'm busy. We're about to launch another space shuttle. We're on our way to the top, Lord. You know, we've come a long way from that tower. Why, we've been to the moon and back since we last spoke. But this time we're really going to the heavens. This time nothing can stop us. It's been a lot of hard work, but you created us to be strong. You created us to be independent. And you know, Lord, we have done this on our own. January the 27th, 1986. Engineers expressed concern over the predicted cold weather at the Cape. There could be, ironically, ice. NASA is warned. NASA ignores the warnings. NASA does not inform the crew. NASA does not stop the countdown. Well, why should they? I mean, after all, this is the 20th century. We're at the very height of the space program. Launches have become routine. I mean, they're not even on network television anymore. We're at the very height of the space program. Technology has reached unprecedented proportions. In fact, these shuttles have been tested and, shall we say, unsinkable. This is going to be the greatest year in the history of space flight. No more delays. All of America is watching. Full steam ahead. The year is 2001. Adam, where are you? Oh, I'm up here, Lord. You know the tower? Well, how do you like these towers? That's right, not just one, but two. We have twin towers. And I'm on the 105th floor of the South Tower. Do you realize that these towers are the latest in technology? In fact, they are a technological masterpiece. They contain over 200,000 tons of steel. They weigh 1.5 million tons. There are over 430 companies from 28 different countries that reside in these towers. Over 50,000 people work here. And you know what, Lord? Life is good. Boy, the economy's been great. We're making money and we're making more money. You know, it's been hard work. But Lord, you created us to be strong. You created us to be independent. And look what we've done. We've done this on our own without any help from above. We are self-sufficient. No one can stop us now. September the 11th, 2001, 8:45 a.m. American Airlines Flight 11 is 1 minute from impact. The year is 2018. Adam, where are you? Oh, I'm here at the beach, Lord. You know, I had a beach house, but I'm building a bigger beach house. The old one was nice, but this new one, goodness, this new one is going to have the latest technology. I don't know why people are so worried about all of the construction and the sand dunes and the environment. After all, this is the 21st century. We've come a long way from that tower, but you know, Lord, we've done this on our own. We deserve it. We've worked hard. You created us to be strong. You created us to be independent. And we have done this on our own without any help from above. September the 14th, 2018. Hurricane Florence. A massive storm with hurricane winds extending 80 miles out from the center, with tropical force winds extending almost 200 miles, slams into the North Carolina coast around Wrightsville Beach, bringing catastrophic flooding with as much as 40 inches of rain. Almost 40 people have been killed. Hundreds of more have been trapped. Cities and towns have been cut off by the flooding. Thousands of homes have been destroyed. Early estimates are that over $20 billion in damage will be the result of this storm. 2018. Why did you do it, Lord? Look at all the suffering. 2001. Why did you do it, Lord? Almost 3,000 innocent people were killed. 1986. Why did you do it, Lord? Astronauts, our nation's heroes, were killed. Our nation's spirit was shattered. 1912. Why did you do it, Lord? Look at all of the innocent people who died. So often, it is only when the towers come crashing down that we realize how much we need the Lord. We discover we can't do it on our own. We're not self-sufficient. Indeed, our greatest efforts, our most amazing successes, are pale in comparison to God's greatness and His glory. He has made the greatest wisdom of this world look foolish. For I dipped into the future, far as the human eye could see, and saw the vision of the world and the wonders that would be, saw the heavens filled with commerce, argosies of magic sails, pilots of the purple twilight dropping down with costly bells. Not in vain the distance beckons. Forward, forward let us range. Let the peoples spin forever down the ringing grooves of change. Adam, Adam, where are you? Let us pray. Dear Lord, as you walk into our gardens in the cool of the evening and call our name, may we be eager to welcome you rather than feel the need to hide from your presence. And may we be found faithful to do your will, to know your way, knowing that you are the Creator God and we are only Adam, your creation. Amen.